This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, May 26th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office has confirmed a large landslide on the Grand Mesa near the town of Colborne. The sheriff says the slide was first reported yesterday at 6:15 p.m. and is estimated to be 4 miles long, 2 miles wide, and as deep as 250 feet in places. Three people who live in the area have also been reported missing. It's not known yet if they were caught up in the landslide. The sheriff's office say they have personnel on the scene with multiple other agencies to search for those reported missing. Everyone aside from emergency responders is being discouraged from going anywhere near the area because of potential dangers due to the unstable situation. A witness who called into dispatch last night described hearing a noise that sounded much like a freight train that is attributed to the slide. This slide is unbelievably big, Lieutenant Phil Stratton, Mesa County Sheriff's Office, said. Weather, including rain, has fallen in Mesa County most of the day and likely contributed to the cause of the slide. We'll update this story tonight on the KBNF Regional News at 5:50 p.m. Last week, we reported on a missing woman from Silt. Sunday, the Pitkin County Coroner's Office confirmed that a body found in a rugged area south of Emma Friday was that of Claudia Ruiz, a Silt woman missing since May 17th. Her death is currently under investigation pending toxicology reports, the release said. No further information will be released at this time. Investigators with the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office have ruled out foul play, Sheriff Joe DeSalvo said. On Sunday, air scent dogs were dispatched to the scene in an effort to determine how Ruiz wound up in the federal lands south of Emma, part of an area commonly referred to as the Crown. The dogs tracked her direction to travel into the area. Clothing and other personal items were found about 250 yards away from her body, and she showed no signs of trauma. A local man riding an all-terrain vehicle came upon the body on Friday afternoon, and authorities removed the body by 8 p.m. that evening. She was a wife and mother of three children. The Colorado Department of Transportation is holding its final open house in Grand Junction this Wednesday. KBNF's Laura Pomisano has the details.
CDOT says the purpose of the meeting is to get feedback on how to improve local and regional transit. An agency spokesperson says information from the meeting will be included in the department's statewide transit plan. One of CDOT's recent programs set to launch early next year is a bus service to connect the Front Range to the Western Slope. CDOT has ordered 13 coach buses equipped with Wi-Fi, restrooms, and bike racks. Dan Wilson with CDOT says the service will connect Denver to the I-70 Mountain Corridor with stops in Frisco, Eagle, Vail, and Glenwood Springs. Wilson says the open house is an opportunity for people to ask questions or provide feedback to the agency on projects and programs like its interregional bus service. The meeting is scheduled to start at 5 p.m. at the Grand Valley Transit Operations Building in Grand Junction. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Colorado is one step closer to possibly hosting the 2016 Republican National Convention. Denver was selected last week for a site visit in the next stage of the selection process. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Members of the Republican National Committee will visit Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, and Kansas City in June as part of the final selection process. Pete Coors is the chairman of Denver's host committee bidding for the national convention.
I don't know if you've been to those other cities, but we have much nicer people here. This is still the West, and we have kind of a Western spirit that I think is pretty special.
RNC members will look at hotel capacity, transportation, security, and fundraising. Colorado will need to raise about $55 million. Coors says it helps that Denver successfully hosted the Democratic National Convention.
The convention in 08 demonstrated that it was terrific for the community and that it was good for everybody, regardless of political persuasion.
And while the GOP in Colorado has tried to play down the political aspects, showcasing a competitive state like Colorado that's recently been leaning blue in the last two presidential elections could be symbolically significant as Republicans try to reverse that trend. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Ames Dam near Telluride needs work, so Trout Lake will be closed this summer for a second year in a row. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
XL Energy owns the dam. According to their spokesman, Mark Stutz, they need to work on the outlet and the pipes. meaning they have to drain the lake far enough down to be able to fix it. Because of this lowered level, water use, like swimming, fishing, or canoeing, won't be allowed.
Essentially, Xcel Energy needs to do the work that it had planned to do in the summer of 2013. Unfortunately, we ran into a very short construction season last year and other weather conditions that didn't allow us to do the necessary work to Trout Lake Dam. We're thinking now, as we look at the weather and conditions expected for this summer, that we will be able to get it done.
The Ames Dam, which was built in 1891, isn't just a telluride power generator. According to Stutz, the power generally supplies the surrounding area, but at times may send electricity hundreds of miles away. It's crucial for smaller generators like this to support the grid, he says, to send power wherever needs be.
Electricity kind of works like water, curiously, in that just like when you put a drop of water in a pool, you're never quite sure where it goes when it flows out. You know, I mean, it mixes and goes to wherever there's a point of least resistance. And electricity kind of works the same way. All things being equal, the electrons are probably used in the general area where the plant is, but that's not to say that at certain times it can't flow for several hundred miles to somewhere else that it might be needed.
Drainage and maintenance is expected to start as soon as possible. Xcel hopes to be done by September or October.
We obviously appreciate everyone's patience. These are never easy projects, but really it is the type of work we need to do to ensure the continued safety and reliability of that facility. Ames is, although not a large plant, it's certainly a very significant portion of our generation there, and certainly has, you know, historical significance for us as well.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Last week, the driver of a minivan that crashed and killed four people was arrested on human trafficking charges. The crash occurred near the Colorado-Utah border, and the driver was taken to St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Junction. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that the warrant for Elvis Quintila Nila Vasquez arrest includes 7 counts of human trafficking and 1 count of an improper lane change causing an accident. The case is part of an ongoing investigation with state and federal authorities. It's Memorial Day, the time we remember as a nation those that served and sacrificed when our country called on them. Several memorial services will happen in the area. In Grand Junction, the Fleet Reserve Association will float wreaths in memory of deceased veterans down the Colorado River. The ceremony will be at the Blue Heron Boat Ramp at 9 a.m. Anyone who wishes to remember a fallen veteran may bring a wreath. Also in Grand Junction, there will be a remembrance at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery of Western Colorado from 10 till 11 a.m. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own seating. In Montrose, Disabled American Veterans will hold its ceremony at Cedar Creek Cemetery on Miami Road at 10 a.m. In Delta, the VFW will hold ceremonies at the Mesa View Cemetery at 9:30 a.m. and the Delta City Cemetery at 10 a.m. In Hotchkiss, the VFW will hold a ceremony at the Riverside Cemetery at 10 a.m. The Wilson Head American Legion of Paonia will hold a ceremony at the Somerset Cemetery at 9 a.m., the Cedar Hill Cemetery at 10 a.m., the Grand Avenue Bridge at 10:30 a.m., and the Bethlehem Cemetery at 11 a.m. We have some updates on the seasonal road openings from Friday. Cottonwood Pass and Guanella Pass are open for the summer, weather permitting. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.